You know, and you done read the Bible, and we got two spirits. You got a good spirit and an evil spirit. I'm here and you here, and our little evil spirit is blundering around somewhere now. We got two spirits. They scared of that spirit that don't never leave from here. That's what they're scared of.
Now, what do you call it, the kind of house, Charlie, where somebody's afraid there's a ghost in there? What do you say that's a what kind of house?
They call it a handy house.
All right. Let's say it's a cold day, and David starts out the door. Maybe it's pretty, a cool day. Mm-hmm. You may say, better put a sweater on, it's getting... What chilly, would you say?
Getting cold. You better put a sweater on, it's getting
right.
Cold.
But then say it's maybe some morning it's not just real cold, it's kind of chilly. What would you say? It's getting what chilly?
It's getting cool.
Now, suppose somebody wants you to go somewhere and you'll say, I'll go if you insist, but I'd what? You'd say, but I'd what? Not go.
I say I'd go, but I don't... Much feel like going, but I'll go with you.
Right. What would you say to a friend you haven't seen for a long time?
Well, I'd say to a friend I ain't seen in a long time, I would go to him and I would shake hands with him.
Right. Let's say somebody owns 500 acres of land. How much land would that be?
How much? I own 500 acres of land.
500 acres.
500 acres? Well, that wouldn't be but just 500 acres, the way I see it.
Would you say that's a whole lot of land, or a right smart of land? Or
well, I would say this. That's a whole lot of land, 500 acres.
Right. You sometimes hear people say a right smart of land or a right smart of money or something like that. Maybe you hear people say a right smart of trouble or bad luck or good luck. Do you notice people saying that? If you want to say something stronger than just yes, what would you say?
I would say yes, sir.
All right. And then maybe somebody... You want somebody to know for sure that you mean yes, sir, and really mean it. What else might you say?
I say that, well, good is what I say. I want them to mean, to understand good what I say. I say, yes, sir, I said so-and-so.
If there's some job that somebody asks you if you can do, they may say, do you think you can do that? And you'll say, I what?
Well, I say, well, I think I can do that job.
All right. And if you know for sure you can do that, what would you say?
I said, yeah, I can do it. He might ask me, what day would I can be there? I would say, now like today, Saturday, I would say, if nothing don't happen, I'd try to be there to get on to see about the job Monday morning. And he would say, all right.
If somebody had a real strong dislike for a place, somewhere that they disliked a lot to go, you'd say he, dreaded or hated the place?
Well, I would say this. He, looked like he hated to go.
All right. And how would you tell how much he dreaded to go?
Well, I would go to him so he wouldn't, feel bad over it. I would go to him and say, friend, I like you all right. Shake hands with him, shake it off. I said, but I don't believe that you can handle this job. And I believe I better get somebody else. And he said, well, I don't expect I can handle it either. You better get somebody that can handle this job longer than I is.